Intatheli izindaba uDouglas Rogers singathi waba lenhlanhla ngokuthi abekwele Zimbabwe ibudolisusa umugabe esikhundleni. Wayeqhathwe liphephandaba ukuthi alobe ngezemvelo elabanye bakhe kuzwekazi le-Afrika engazi ukuthi uzazibonela uMugabe esuswa esikhundleni phezu kokubusa okweminyaka engamathumi amathathu lasikhombisa.
I was later on a travel story about a road trip I was taking from Zimbabwe through Mozambique with some friends, three friends of mine.
Ngangizihambela labangane bami abathathu sisuka eZimbabwe sisiya eMozambique, kumele ngilobe ugwalo lwezemvelo. Sezwa kuthiwa umsekeli kamongameli uMnangagwa osexotshwe umsebenzi. Sezwa njalo kuthiwa osebalekile eZimbabwe waya kwele South Africa, ethembisa ukuthi uzabuyela eZimbabwe ngesikhatshana. Kwangimangalisa lokho.
Few days later he escapes the country, he arrives in South Africa and says he's going to be back in 2 weeks, which I thought was ludicrous.
URogers wananzelela ukuthi ukuxotshwa kukaMnangagwa kwenzakala ngesikhathi elwisana lonkosikazi Grace Mugabe owayekucele le-Generation 40 kubandla le-ZANU-PF elalifuna ukuthi athathe isikhundla sikaMugabe. Lo mkhokheli webutho uGeneral Constantino Chiwenga ngaleso sikhathi wayesanda kwethusela uMugabe lomkakhe.
I knew that something big was going to go down in Zimbabwe and I told my friends let's go back for that. And I returned to Zimbabwe, took a couple of days in time for the military had already intervened.
Ngananzelela ukuthi kuzakwenza lokukhulu eZimbabwe. Kwasithatha isikhathi eside ukuthi siyefika eZimbabwe lapho sathola ibutho selingenele. Ngangikhona abantu betshengisela emgwaqweni, kungani sibukele ukuthiwa yimovie ngesilungu.
And witnessed what seemed like a movie.
URogers uthi wabikela owayebalobela ugwalo lokwethekelela ezemvelo kuzwekazi le-Afrika ukuthi kungcono alobe ngokwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe. Bavumelana waseloba ugwalo lolu lapho aveza khona okwenziwa ngabantu abanjengodabuka kwele Zimbabwe, uMnumzana Tom Ellis ongayisilobizo lakhe lokuzalwa. U-Ellis wasebenza kakhulu ekususeni kukaMugabe esikhundleni.
The guy is a white Zimbabwean living in South Africa, has been involved in opposition politics a long time.
Le yindoda emhlophe edabuka eZimbabwe ehlala kwele South Africa oselesikhathi wangena kwezombangazwe.
And I listened to the story. It involved him meeting and befriending a CIO agent sent down from Harare to assassinate him.
U-Ellis wavezela uRogers indlela abantu abazondanayo ababambisana ngayo befuna ukususa uMugabe esikhundleni. Bagoqela uCasper olipholisa lensitha elokuhlangothi lwezomvikela olwe-Central Intelligence Organization wavezwa kugwalo lolu ngegama leli lokusoma. Abanye njalo abaphathisayo ngowayekhokhela abalwa impi yenkululeko uMnumzana Christopher Mtsangwa, uMnumzana Gabriel Shumba igqweda elilwela ilungelo likaZulu labanye abakunhlanganiso ezijiyeneyo. Balobelana isivumelwano sokusekela uMnangagwa abasibiza ngokuthi yi-Northgate Declaration. Lokhu kwakucanda indlela yokususa uMugabe esikhundleni.
A black Zimbabwean CIO agent and a white Zimbabwean ex-Zimbabwean businessman sitting in a truck in a parking lot in Johannesburg to say we've got a plan. What their plan ended up being, okay, is that they wanted to support Mnangagwa. They wanted to support the Lacoste faction and have Mnangagwa as the new president of Zimbabwe.
Kuyamangalisa ukubona umuntu onsundu o-CIO lomlungu ongosomabhizimisi besemodeni eJohannesburg emagcekeni kaZulu besithi kulento abafuna ukuyenza. Balobelana isivumelwano sokusekela uMnangagwa wayefuna ukugenqula uMugabe. Bebesekela icele lebandla le-ZANU-PF ele-team Lacoste elalifisa ukuthi uMnangagwa abe sesikhundleni sikamongameli. Lokhu ngibona engani yikho okwenza uGabriel Shumba labanye bakhe bakusekele.
And have Mnangagwa as the new president of Zimbabwe.
URogers kugwalo lolu olujulileyo waphendaphendla wathola abantu bamtshela ngokwehlela uMugabe loMnangagwa esanda kususwa esikhundleni njalo ebaleka elizweni esedlula kwele Mozambique waze wayafika kwele South Africa ethwelwe yindizamtshina kasomabhizimusi uMnumzana Justice Maphosa odabuka kwele Zimbabwe. Esiya eMozambique uMnangagwa kuthiwa wathwala nzima esiya emngceleni eMtare lapho ayebalekela khona amapholisa emigwaqweni njalo echapha umngcele encediswa libutho waze wangena eShabini wasehamba ngenyawo okwesikhathi eside esechapha umngcele.
They get a warning call that you better leave tonight, people are coming to kill you.
Bathola umbiko othi kungcono babalekele izweni ngokushesha ebusuku ngoba kulabantu abefuna ukumbulala. yikho okwenza ukuthi kwenziwe amalungiselelo okuthi asuke elizweni. Kuyamangalisa okwenzakalayo. Kulabanye abathandabuzayo kodwa ngile mlayezo yama-WhatsApp njalo laba bantu kuphoste abalitshumi abakusekelayo lokho. Kuyamangalisa.
I have 9 sources, I have WhatsApp messages.
URogers ukubeka sobala okwenziwa nguGeneral Chiwenga njalo lokwakusenzakala ngasese kukhulunywa labamele amazwe athiyeneyo okwakusethulwa ngumthwangwa owayephethe njalo ukwethula kwezindaba babefuna ukuthi uMgabe asuswe esikhundleni kungafanga muntu.
Bringing in very powerful players like Chris Muchangwa to spin this operation and to run the media, international diplomacy, communications, which became pivotal to the events that the military carried out.
Umthwanga wayekhangele ukwethulwa kwemibiko yalokho ababekwenza. Ukukhuluma la kwabanye amazwe ogoqela uJacob Zuma ewatshela ububi bonke be-G40 yekhokhelwa unkosikazi Mugabe. Waveza u-G40 njengabantu abafuna ukubhidliza abalwa impi yenkululeko.
But what Muchango was brilliant at was spinning and talking to the South African government, and Jacob Zuma at the time was head of SADC.
URogers uveza njalo okwehlela umoyi uMorgan Tsvangirai lebandla lakhe ele-MDC elalizama ukususa uMgabe esikhundleni. Uthi uCasper okugwalo lolu wayekhokhela abavikela uTsvangirai kubandla le-MDC.
I think that was one reason why the NDC never won elections. ZANU-PF, Mugabe were always one step ahead of the NDC, and I think because guys like Casper had infiltrated them and knew what they were up to.
Ngibona ingani lokhu yikho okwenza ukuthi ibandla le-MDC linganqobe kukhetho. Wabamunya umungu
is able to predict and understand what the opposition party is doing.
URogers uthi ulethemba lokuthi ugwalo lolu luzavezela abantu bonke emhlabeni wonke jikelele ngezombangazwe kweleZimbabwe. Uthi abacothoza ukuthi waloba ngabanye abantu angazange abaqambe ngamagama kumele bahlaliseke ngoba kuyabazi bonke.